Thank you.
We're good.
Respecting my visibility, I can't see the drive. Take your boat, go.
If you're ready, I'll.
I am.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome everybody to an emergency call meeting. Commissioner's Court, let the record reflect we have a quorum. Everybody's here but Commissioner Natuno, and I hear he's on the way. I'll just make a note that he's not here. I won't call the meeting to order. Excuse me, and ask that you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Commissioner, would you lead us in a word of prayer?
Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you for keeping your hand upon us, Lord, that we're all safe. God, we ask that you touch each and everybody that was hit by this torrential rain and devastated. Lord, we ask you to keep your hand upon them, help them, lead them, and guide us, God, and we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, she left public comments. Anybody want to make any public comments?
We got a lot of water.
That's for sure. I guess we got roads blowed out all over the county. I know Waterwood 10-foot pipe blowed out. I hear it down in Precinct 3 that 945 is the water overtook the road down there. And
I talked to TxDOT this morning, Judge, and they're supposedly coming back today to fix it. Before it started Thursday or Friday, they dropped 5 loads of sand to build up the side. Why are y'all doing that? It's not going to be there. You're just feeding the fish further down. Anyhow, it's gone, and the road blew out in 2 places. It's impassable, 1.5-foot drop-offs. Supposedly they were coming back today to.
Well, you know, they sent us an email 6 to 8 months ago. That's on the list to be replaced, and they're going to get an early start.
We started this 7 years ago after Harvey.
They're going to work on the side so they can do it one lane, because their original plan was taking both out, and then we had to discuss.
Yes, sir.
Now, as of on the way down here today, the update on that is they were trying to get it finished today, but the river's coming back up, so it's got water back over again.
Yes, sir.
Shut down the Tribeca on tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How are you, Emmett?
I'm good.
How many we got over at the shelter? But in the 40s, right? Yeah. Wow.
Any of them develop?
Quite a bit.
And probably 37 dogs too, huh?
38 dogs and 11 cats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a man trying to go back in to get some more cats right now.
Some more what?
Cats.
Let me move to item number 5. And then I guess anything that's a subject matter to base our decision of whether we should extend the declaration is open season, I guess. Number 5, consideration, discussion, possible vote to extend local disaster declaration. As we all know, we had to declare a disaster about a week ago, and I originally thought there was some provision where we could re-up, so to speak, but got into the book, and it's, as Emmett told me, he said, no, we got to meet, and here we are. So got unheard of amounts of water. I think during Hurricane Harvey, 111,000 cubic feet per second below the dam, and I think it got up to
125,000
or so. And I don't know if it's, what's the last you heard, what was the flow?
115 still.
115?
We're down 118.
Come on in, sir. Let the record reflect Commissioner Natuno is here. I have a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Brandon to extend the emergency declaration. The governor is already, he did a state declaration just a day or two, I guess, after the counties did, and this is like we're almost, somebody said we're kind of treading in a little bit of new ground with the amount of water that we're having, but everybody's working like bees all over the county. I mean, it's been a great response, as far as I can tell, so far, you know. It looked like a beehive over there at the EOC. I'm glad we got her finished and up and running right about this time, because I mean, we had people from San Antonio, airboats, game wardens, fire departments, you name it. I think I was told that I wasn't able to get there, but the DPS helicopter came by. I was going to take my first trip in a helicopter, but I'm glad I didn't anyway. It's a mess down there, as y'all all know.
I thought you was going, Emmett. You asked me if I wanted to go, I told you no, go ahead.
Just take, down the list.
Just take your parachute.
I don't do falling.
He told me he wasn't, he said, no, I don't think I'll pass, Judge.
I helped him out and called me. I reassured him.
I think we've been having the feds and the state people know we're in a bind down here. I think Senator Cornyn, representative came by, and I missed him, but I was out doing whatever, but they've been by. Cruz's office has been by. I think Latrell was here this morning, as a matter of fact, and the governor's as we speak is having something over there. I just found out in Austin, in Conroe. He's over there at Conroe and doing a press release and probably a tour of the whole area and things of that nature. So when I heard Latrell was here earlier, I figure he probably was going at that meeting as I extended an offer to come by here. But anyway, anything else we need to be?
I'm just trying to.
Sir?
How many counties are affected?
I believe it was 86 counties.
How many?
86 or something like that.
86?
Yeah. First declaration was 29, yeah. And they added 88, so 29 and 88.
29 and 88 is 1,217. Anyway,
wow.
Appreciate everything that everybody's doing. I mean, everybody's working together best we can, and we'll all get through this mess. I've had... Lonnie's been over there helping, doing whatever we needed over at the shelter, and we're pretty prepared though. They brought in a special needs person, and they said, well, this person's going to need a wheelchair, and can we fill out a paper on that? The Red Cross lady said, and I said, hold on just a second. We got six of them up there in the attic, and I was proud to be able to bring one down and all of them. I mean, we're prepared, and it's a good thing. It's
no lives lost yet.
Absolutely.
Just so, for everyone's knowledge, the Mexican consulate representatives went through and toured the shelter as well, just so you're aware of it.
Yeah, when did they come through?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, that's good to know. They didn't load anybody up, did they?
No, they just come through. It looked like it was three representatives.
So if I didn't already say it, the school provided some buses, and we've been down there going in the various areas, and for the first couple of days, hardly anybody wanted to come out. I mean, we come down there, they send the airboats down there to wherever they were called, mm-hmm. And the people just don't want to go. They didn't want. We are up to 40, but I think there's a bigger crowd than that on top of the hill at Browder's, and we can't force them to come out of there, and we can't force them from going back in there, I don't think. I mean, we just...
The one man called 911 wanted to be rescued out there on Old Langham Road, where the original Langham house was, the one across beside it. When they got out there, the fire department did about 7 foot of water. They wanted to take them to the store and get them beer.
I hauled two loads out of Browder's. I dropped them. They said, no, we can stop at Browder's. They got them some beer and started walking back down there. I said, well, go ahead. What I was going to say about the school buses, when I was down there, I saw a school bus, but he had the name whitewashed. That's a private enterprise going on, and I hear it's getting $2 a trip to drive out of there, get you some more. I seen them do it, and I didn't realize what it was till I talked. You know, the people know what's going on, but that's economic. That's we might put that in part of our economic development program. Maybe I don't
last
know.
Last time I had my own school bus, I took them out of there last week.
Well, anyway, I guess we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion about extending the declaration? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. If y'all could.
Motion?
I made a motion.
Commissioner?
I got it.
Okay. Sheriff, you got anything to report? Y'all been like working like bees, I know, responding to this and responding to that.
Just to comment, I don't know how we're going to afford insurance next year for the houses. There are thousands and thousands of new houses, and insurance is already skyrocketing over.
Oh, yeah.
How about it get your place?
Up to the lip and 2 inches in mom and dad, so they got to replace the floor and do the whole
thing again.
Let's
make it 6 foot this time.
But it's dropping down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now, because it's nice and pretty, it's coming back. It goes to a certain point, catches it, and it's back water.
How deep the water get at Brown Steels?
It didn't.
Well, that's good news. I got three.
Yeah, I know your tractor.
I got three tractors in there waiting to be fixed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I think they went underwater.
Wow. Well, he said he's had a hill. He's got a little spot. He said he's parked mine. I hope.
Oh, yeah.
It is somewhat of a hill. It's, you know what the ground I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I think Bubba Hopper got 8 foot in his house again.
Wow.
That's six.
Yeah. Relocation sounds better. Six. But
well, if we don't have anything else, I appreciate everybody's countless hours of work, and we're going to get through this thing sooner or later. Can I get a motion to adjourn? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you very much. Y'all stay safe.